With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary. In a dramatic late-night vote, Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote. Republicans had pushed back questions about Hegseth's qualifications amid allegations of heavy drinking and aggressive behavior. Hegseth himself is working the phones to shore up support with senators. The Republican senators are prioritizing. The former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. His confirmation rounds out President Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli podcaster Ruthie Bloom says there are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage deal. She says freeing some of the hostages is a first good step, but not a complete success.
We got to get as many out as we can and then continue to win the war. But that's not exactly what this deal says. And I'm just praying that that President Trump will understand that.
Bloom says she's worried about the likely harm that will come from releasing hundreds of Palestinian terrorists as part of the deal. The Trump administration has frozen almost all new U.S. foreign aid.
The State Department has put the brakes on nearly all U.S. foreign assistance, making exceptions for humanitarian food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt. The order threatens to halt countless global projects in health, education, development, job training, and other U.S. efforts. Some aid organizations are interpreting the directive as an immediate stop work order for U.S.-funded aid work globally. During the freeze, the State Department will conduct a review of which of the thousands of U.S. aid and development programs can continue. Once the review is completed, a report will go to Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump also considering getting rid of FEMA. He made the remark yesterday during a trip to two disaster zones in North Carolina. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats want abortion up to the moment of birth.
During the presidential campaign, party leaders from Kamala Harris on down jeered at pro-life advocates over the issue of third trimester abortions, saying such things never happen. But in Virginia, the Democrat-majority legislature is advancing an amendment to the state constitution that would allow abortion right up to the moment of birth. All a woman would need to get one is for a doctor to agree that it would harm her mental health not to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in northwestern Ohio has found a pastor guilty on criminal charges for failing to comply with the city fire code after he opened his church to let homeless people and others stay overnight. Bryan Municipal Court Judge Kent North delivered his verdict against Chris Abel, pastor at Dad's Place Church. He could face a $200 fine and up to 60 days in jail if he continues to let people stay in the church without state approval. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Wall Street fell back today after the markets achieved some record highs yesterday. We hear more now on the day's trading activities from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Stocks pulled back from their latest all-time high, but still closed out their second winning week in a row. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% on Friday, a day after setting a record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 140 points, it's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.5%. Texas Instruments fell more than 7% after giving a forecast for profitability that investors didn't like. That helped pull down other semiconductor companies. Trading was relatively subdued overall. Some easing of treasury yields in the bond market helped the stock market stay calm. The yield on the 10-year treasury note fell to 4.62%. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll always find more news, breaking news, headlines, and more stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.